Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Opciones Trading Maestría, La Guía Definitiva para Estrategias Rentables y Gestión de Riesgos is a Spanish language, beginner-oriented guide to options trading written by Michael Rossi. The book presents itself as a practical roadmap for readers who want to understand how options work without unnecessary jargon or unrealistic promises. Its central purpose is to translate key options concepts, such as calls, puts, and major strategy structures, into clear language that can be applied in real trading contexts. Rather than framing options as a shortcut to easy profits, the book emphasizes disciplined execution, risk control, and the selection of strategies that fit a trader's goals and tolerance for loss. It is positioned within the trading education category, but with a strong focus on accessibility for newcomers who may have been overwhelmed by online advice, overly complex systems, or incomplete explanations. The result is a compact guide intended to help readers build a more informed and structured approach to options markets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a beginner-friendly introduction to the mechanics of options trading. A key strength of the book is its effort to simplify the basic mechanics of options trading for readers who are starting from zero. The material highlights essential terms such as calls, puts, and the general logic of how options contracts function, which is important because many beginners struggle not with strategy first, but with the vocabulary and structure of the product itself. By presenting these foundations in plain language, the book lowers the entry barrier and helps readers avoid the confusion that often leads to poor decisions. This approach matters because options are a leveraged instrument. If a trader does not understand what the contract represents, risk can increase very quickly. The book therefore treats basic comprehension as a prerequisite for any strategy discussion. Its educational value lies in sequencing, moving from concepts to application, in a way that supports gradual learning, rather than forcing readers into advanced tactics before they are ready. Secondly, strategy selection centered on covered calls, spreads, iron condors, and straddles. The book distinguishes itself by focusing on a practical set of widely used option strategies rather than trying to cover every possible variation in the market. Covered calls, spreads, iron condors, and straddles are presented as the core tools readers should understand because they reflect different market expectations and risk profiles. This is useful for beginners because strategy choice in options should depend on whether a trader expects limited movement, strong movement, or direction with controlled exposure. The book does not treat strategy as a theoretical catalog. Instead, it frames each approach as a decision structure tied to a specific market view. That makes the discussion more actionable and helps readers understand why one setup may be preferable to another, by emphasizing strategies that are common and broadly applicable. The book encourages readers to focus on repeatable frameworks instead of chasing exotic methods that are difficult to manage or explain clearly. Thirdly, risk management as the organizing principle of every trade. Risk management is not treated as a side topic in the book, but as one of its central ideas. This is a crucial distinction because options trading can create the illusion of precision while still exposing traders to sharp losses if position sizing, exposure, and exit planning are ignored. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that a strategy is only useful if it can be executed within a trader's acceptable risk limits. That emphasis reflects a realistic view of trading profitability depends not only on choosing the right trade, but on avoiding large avoidable mistakes. For beginners, this is especially important because enthusiasm often leads to overconfidence, over-leveraging, or misunderstanding how quickly a position can move against them. By placing risk control before aggressive profit-seeking, the book teaches a habit of trading that is more sustainable. Its value lies in shaping judgment, not just teaching entries and structures. Fourthly, a rejection of noisy online trading advice in favor of disciplined systems. Another important theme is the book's skepticism toward confusing or contradictory advice commonly found online. It positions itself against the tendency to follow gurus, social media personalities, or fragmented tips that may sound persuasive but do not form a coherent trading method. This perspective is especially relevant in options trading, where beginners often encounter oversimplified promises or overly technical explanations that do not connect to actual execution. The book encourages readers to move away from reactive decision-making and toward a more disciplined, system-based approach. That does not mean it offers a magic formula. Rather, it asks readers to evaluate strategies by practicality, consistency, and fit with their own objectives. The broader implication is that trading education should reduce confusion, not amplify it. This makes the book useful as a corrective to the information overload that many new traders face before they ever place a trade. Lastly, trading psychology, tools, and a realistic framework for developing consistency beyond strategy and risk control. The book also acknowledges the importance of psychology and supporting tools in trading performance. That matters because options trading is not only a technical activity, it also requires patience, discipline, and the ability to follow a plan under pressure. The book suggests that traders should use appropriate platforms, resources, and decision processes rather than relying on intuition alone. This broader framework is valuable because even sound strategies can fail when traders abandon them too early, overtrade, or react emotionally to temporary losses. By including psychology and practical resources, the book shifts the focus from isolated trades to the trader's overall operating system. That is especially relevant for beginners, who often think in terms of single winning setups rather than repeatable behavior. The result is a more realistic portrait of what it takes to trade options responsibly over time. In conclusion, Opciones Trading Maestria is best suited for Spanish-speaking beginners and early-stage traders who want a clear, practical introduction to options without inflated claims or excessive complexity. Its main benefit is that it teaches readers to think in terms of structure, risk, and disciplined execution rather than treating options as a speculative shortcut. Readers who already know the basics may still find value in its strategic framing, especially its focus on common setups like covered calls, spreads, iron condors, and straddles. What makes the book stand out in a crowded trading education category is its accessibility and its refusal to romanticize trading. Instead of presenting a single all-purpose system, it emphasizes understanding, selection, and risk control as the basis for making better decisions. That positioning gives the book a more realistic purpose than many introductory trading titles. It is not trying to promise mastery in a few steps, but to help readers build a more coherent foundation for learning and practice. For anyone looking for a straightforward Spanish guide to options trading, that practical orientation is its strongest feature. If you would like to support Michael Rossi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.